Tens of thousands of CDs are released every year, each one containing some musician's dream, something he or she hopes will be heard. Only a fraction of these recordings are commercially successful, and fewer still make it onto a critic's Best of the Year list. Of course, such selections are subjective. Nevertheless, we asked our music reviewers for their picks, and here they are, their choices for best CDs of 2004.
I'm Mikhail Gillet. I'm the managing editor of Filter Magazine. My pick for CD of the year was Good News for People Who Love Bad News by Modest Mouse. Because the thing about indie rock is that, generally speaking, people really do like bad news. Discord, depressing shoegazing ballads with the character of a hushed scream. Such things tend to dominate the iPods of the folks who haunt the bar at most indie rock shows. Modest Mouse ruled this scene for years, and it's as if with the release of Good News for People Who Love Bad News this year, they finally understood that great music doesn't require context. It's one thing to make music for a niche audience who share your sensibilities, and quite another to make something anyone can relate to. And who knew that, in their case at least, the key to it all was optimism. Songs like Float On, The View, and The World at Large share the characteristic of searching for meaning in a difficult world, and finding it. Which isn't to say that the album is without the spastic, cathartic dirges frontman Isaac Brock has always been known for. It's rife with them. So that should keep the indie kids happy, or sad, or whatever. In any case, this album was good news for everyone.
I'm Chris Nixon, the author of the NPR Curious Listener's Guide to World Music. Tanariwen, a band of Tuareg nomads from the Western Sahara, hit everything perfectly with their second U.S. release, Amasakul. There's raw electric blues and some very primal rock and roll, all delivered without compromise. The lyrics speak eloquently about desert life and the plight of their people. But don't worry if you can't understand a word. The music says everything you really need to know.
I'm Fred Child, the host of NPR's Performance Today. My CD of the year, the Hilliard Ensemble, Motets by Guillaume de Machaut. On one level, this CD is simply piercingly beautiful, but the recording is also a chronicle of the life and times of a great 14th century poet and composer, Guillaume de Machaut. He writes about current events, the plague, the Hundred Years' War, infighting among French bishops, but he also writes about the small joys and disappointments of everyday life. Now, at times, several voices sing what seem to be unrelated or even contradictory texts, but the meanings always connect, and what appear at first to be odd juxtapositions turn out to be reinforcing poetic layers. Best of all, this CD is simply a shimmering veil of sound from the voices of the Hilliard Ensemble.
I'm Bob Boylan, host of All Songs Considered, NPR's online music show. My CD of the year has to be Brian Wilson's Smile. Surf's up. The music was written 38 years ago, but the project was never finished. Wilson went back into the studio this year to complete it, and I was lucky enough to sit in on some of the sessions, so I suppose my choice is biased. I could have gone the other way. I could be sick of these tunes by now, but they're too good. Wonderful thing, a children's song. I listen to bits of some 60 or 70 CDs a week, and I have to tell you that Smile holds two secrets for musicians. The first is brevity. Leave the listener wanting more. Brian Wilson conceived Smile as more than a collection of songs, and that's what a great CD should be. That's not to say a CD has to be a rock opera, but it should be a journey. And that's the second lesson. Give the listener something to discover each time they play the music. Brian Wilson and his lyricist Van Dyke Parks understood this when they made Smile. And 38 years after conceiving the record, it's a timeless tribute to the album as an art form. A
child. I'm Meredith Oakes of Sirius Satellite Radio's Outlaw Country Channel, and Legacy by Guy Davis is my favorite CD of 2004. Davis is a guitar player and singer and master of rural blues. But he grew up in New York, the son of Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee. They just received the Kennedy Award for their acting and directing and their activism. Guy Davis is on a crusade of his own. He wants to get more black music fans into the blues, which has had a predominantly white audience for decades. On this album, Davis sets out to convince a generation of kids growing up on rap and hip-hop that the blues is their heritage, their history. You're talking out your head. To you, it's all a mystery. Blues is your legacy. You don't know history. Wear those baggy clothes on all your videos. Riding in a Hummer full of gangsters and hoes. You're trying to be thugs. You're glorifying drugs. You need to go home to your mamas for hugs. You think rapping is new and it started with you. The blues is just for white boys to listen to. The blues is in your blood, boy. You can't get away. The blues will be with you till your dying day. Davis starts with his 13-year-old son, Marcial, and as you can hear on this song, it's a hard sell. The debate between father and son, some of which we can't even play on the radio, is one of the best recorded moments I've heard all year. You laugh because you think it's so funny. Your head full of crack and your nose all running. Your brother's up in prison, you give me dirty looks. Instead of stealing radios, he should have stole some books. Here's an opportunity, a call for unity. Have you got the energy to save your community?
I'm Tom Moon. I write about music at the Philadelphia Inquirer, and my record of the year was Wilco's A Ghost Is Born. I had lots of arguments with people about this record. They'd complain about how it was too abrasive, or that the songs were somehow not fully developed. For me, those were selling points. On just about every track, you can hear songwriter Jeff Tweedy trying to decide how long dissonance gets to drive, how far the guitar distortion can go before the listener hits the eject button. Maybe this wasn't the most accessible Wilco, but it was downright thrilling to hear a rock band taking such radical swings and finding a whole new way to reckon form against anarchy.
You can hear these picks and those of some of our listeners on our website, npr.org. Check out the latest edition of All Songs Considered, NPR's online music show. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.